This is Iconic.
My name is Ben. I am playing a fighter named Sir Hector Isinglass. He is the sole male heir of the Lords of Hyrok and has unclaimed ancestral holdings in Drakenhall.
Hi, I'm Mark. I'm playing Grognar, the half-orc barbarian. And my one unique thing is I contain the soul of the White.
Hi, I'm Evan. I'm playing a paladin named Harrier Wheelwright. And Harrier's one unique thing is that something Harrier has could destroy the Lich King or restore the life of the Wizard King. He does not know what it is.
Hi, I'm Becca, and I am playing a halfling ranger, Tava Greenthumb, who is the last heir of the Greenthumb Duchy, which was swallowed by a hellhole.
I am Rob Hanso. I'm playing Quincy, no family name. Quincy is a bard. I promise you that my one unique thing is not something that screws the party in any way or hurts the other player characters. I promise you that.
Welcome to Iconic, where we talk about all things 13th Age. We are jumping back into our actual play of 13th Age 2nd Edition, and the missing party member that we have been talking about, they are about to find. So when we last left off, the group had left the small town of Lookup and battled its way across the Queenswood on the trail of a piece of the Library of Hyrok, which was destroyed when the city fell. They encountered orcs who were wearing pieces of book pages kind of strapped to their bodies by pieces of leather that bore the Eye of the Diabolist. And after defeating the orcs and tracking them to what looked like a cave entrance with doors that had been shattered and ripped apart, they heard a voice singing. They heard the sound of music.
All right, I'll be quiet. Yep. So you hear words. They're hard to make out, but there's a lot more. There's both drumming and flute playing simultaneously, like... And then some more words. Sounds like a human voice.
What do you guys do?
Does it sound like orcish music?
It does not.
It sounds a little rough, but it's not orcish music. It sounds a little sad.
Well, I don't
like
think
it's minor
we
key.
Should. I don't think we should kill whoever's in there. Who wants to go knock on the door?
As you say that, the other door, kind of, which is swinging on its hinges, the hinge finally gives, and it collapses to the ground with a massive thong.
And look, inside, you see a human male, mustache, purple clothes, basically sitting on a pile of goblin bodies. Like... there's a lot of dead goblins in the room, and this guy is sort of just sitting there, and he's got a drum that he's beating between his knees, and he has a flute in his hand, and he sees you guys, and he looks out, and then says the name of the person of the one of you who I know, who is nominees. I could choose one of you, or I could go with... I need a volunteer. I love this. Nobody is willing to know the bard.
Quincy. Are you in trouble again?
Well, I was waiting for somebody thick of few and quick of mind, such as yourself, to come and rescue me, but eventually I gave it up and decided to find out if I could play a goblin death dirge, and I'm not getting very far. Did you know these fellows? So really, all I've got is that you were born in slop, and then you dropped. It's really not going well. Can I come along with you guys instead? I mean, this is rather, it's rather a dead scene here. Ha ha, so to speak. See what I did there?
Quincy, as you look out, you do recognize Harrier Wheelwright, the Paladin of the Emperor, member of the Imperial Justice Bureau.
Well, Harrier was a little upset with me when at one point I told him that I had a magic sword for him that I was unable to use. And I might have like spoken a little unkindly because I said, and I don't know Harrier's character at all right now, but I said, Harrier, I'm unable to use the sword because it must be used by one who is both pure of heart and a Pratt. And then I said, and a Pratt is of course the elvish word for hero. and I'm fairly certain that Harrier, I don't know what Harrier actually thought of that, but it's Carrier, it's good to see you again, my man, and look at your friends. They're so much tougher than the last crew we had together.
Standing next to Harrier is Quincy Diorais. You see a half-orc barbarian.
Yes, I mean him. He's huge. he's huge. I mean, muscles were just like created to like drape all over your body and ripple like a boulder field. It's amazing. What's your name, big fellow? I want to sing songs about you, and I don't mean death dirges.
I lean down to Teva. I like him.
Okay, that makes one of us.
That was the halfling standing in the shadow of the half-orc.
Does she look deadly? Yes?
Yeah, she has weapons on her body.
Splattered in orc blood.
Oh, okay. I say, my good lady, such a pleasure to meet one such as yourself out here in these dangerous wilds, and I can see that you've made them less dangerous in a hurry. Excellent.
Yeah, we did.
How well, I wish I could have avoided my 2 days of torture with these goblin wretches, you know, if only puissant adventurers such as yourself had come earlier, but still, I'm afraid there's not much loot left in there that I can see. It's just a ruined tower full of goblins.
Question, good sir.
He called me a sir! Did you hear that? How did you know about my family?
I'm afraid I don't. But...
Okay. by the way, do you also believe that using accents is fun? Or is that your normal voice?
How does one answer that?
it's his normal voice.
Right. Oh,
very good, very good.
So you say you were tortured by goblins for 2 days.
Well, it was boring. Boring, boring, boring. I mean, torture is having to listen to goblins and then having them think that you don't speak goblin, so then they think that you can't tell how they're planning to kill you, but yet you can, and still they're never going to do it. But it goes on and on and on, and you really don't want to hear about that. Enough about me. What about you?
Most
tell me who you are.
Right. All right. I'm Hector Isinglass. Last of the Isinglasses.
Last of the Isinglasses?
Right.
You don't say. Mother used to speak of you all the time. I mean, not you, just the Isinglasses.
Well.
Or Glass Eye? Isinglass Eye.
You remember the gnome bartender who said the same thing.
Well, not really. It's more of a reference to a certain way of preparing glass, I'm told.
Oh!
It's much less interesting.
Doughty craft people, the ones who make the lords and ladies of the land depend on you. Excellent. Oh, by the way, you might be able to like to comment on the glasswork. And if we are going to be traveling together, and I open up my coat for a second, and there's vials of potions, a few of them. And I say, so here's the thing. If we're going out on this trip together, and I am certain we are, many of these are healing potions, but and any of them are healing potions, but not the purple ones. No, the purple ones. And I hold up one that's purple glass. No, not them. Don't take them. Don't. I, as a purveyor of glass, as somebody who makes fine glassware, these are very strong. Don't treat these as healing potions. Don't drink them. Don't even look at them if you can help it. I'll just put it back. Don't. Purple glass, bad. Clear glass, good. Green glass, good. Happy to give you healing potions. Purple glass, bad. very bad.
Are you by chance using the purple glass ones right now?
Only a little.
Before we go any farther, I need everyone to roll their icon relationships. Now, if you remember, the big change on icon relationships from 13th Age first edition to second is that when you roll them now, you are looking for the highest number that you roll. And if you have three dice, you have two with the Emperor, one with the three, just tossing that out there. I'm not sure who could have that combination in our party. And you roll a five and a two with the Emperor and a five with the three, you actually get both icon related, right? You take the highest die, and if they're tied, you take both of them. So what does everyone have so far?
Emperor and three.
Ooh, Grognar.
Grognar has one with the three with the three. That was my highest roll.
Teyva.
The highest roll I had was with the High Druid.
All right. Hector.
My highest is with the Emperor.
All right.
But I also got a five with the three.
Do you get both? Were they both equal?
No.
So you only take the highest single value on the die.
Okay.
All right, Harrier. I've given you all the time. I mean, technically, you can have all the time that you need, but I've given you all the time that you can have.
My negative relationship with the Lich King has been activated now.
Ooh.
All right.
I knew there was activity about.
As you guys are standing there chatting with each other, meeting Quincy, being told, never the purple ones, not the purple ones. Don't even think purple in vicinity of the vials that are currently on Quincy.
Teyva leans over, wiping some grime on Grognar's pant leg, and says up to Grognar, I'll pay you a gold if you get one of those purple ones and drink it, Grognar.
He said not to touch the purple one. I prefer Lila, but purple works too.
Harrier, I think maybe we met at one of my previous jobs, and if your friends start thinking about taking the purple ones, just understand that you remember me working as the royal poisoner. It wasn't something I enjoyed. Oh no, never. I would not enjoy that. Well, maybe a little. In any case, if I say don't drink the purple ones, yeah, but you know, Grognar could probably take it. Built of muscle. These poisons are meant to kill little people such as ourselves.
As Quincy's describing that, Grognar strikes a pose like he's on a muscle beat.
That was an in-our-mind description, Grognar. But you're still picking up on it. I'm impressed.
So, Harrier, as you kind of are listening to your companions interact, the hairs, like, under your helm, the hairs in the back of your neck are kind of standing up. And I need you to give me a wisdom roll. Do you have anything that would help noticing something untoward, evil, perhaps not quite living, yet not quite dead?
Well, I was raised among the cathedral orphans and exposed to many spiritual practices and to discern the difference between positive and negative energy, between the powers of life and powers of death, and especially unlife.
All right. Give me, you may use that background. Give me a roll. Now, you also remember that while Quincy was the royal poisoner, only a few people who died seemed to die unhappily.
That kind of poison.
How did you take the words right out of my mind?
All right. So as you look around, it's weird. All of these goblins that are dead, no matter how they fell, they're all pointing. So this is, as you enter into this cave, right? It's a piece of a tower, right? That kind of hit the ground and was buried into the ground. You are miles from High Rock. And it looks like somebody took a wedge out of the tower, like a perfect slice, and it slammed into the ground. And over time, right, the hill has kind of regrown over it. And you're standing in here, there's light kind of trickling in through holes in the ceiling, kind of casting a big semicircle in the door. And no matter where the goblins fell, right, and the pile of goblins that the dirge was being composed of, all of their arms are pointed at one of two spots on the wall, like clock arms. They all fell either pointing north-northwest or just south of east.
Why didn't I notice that? I was so focused on possible past history that I failed to notice what it took Harrier mere moments with his positive negative cathedral training energy.
I'm a trained professional.
It's astonishing. It's beautiful to see it in action. What do you think it means?
Well, you can actually see there are alcoves set around this tower wall. Some of them are broken. Some of them have been thoroughly defiled by the goblins.
I'm going to have to...
Hector knows what I mean. But the two that remain, there is a statue of the priestess with her arms kind of lifted up, almost in a pose that looks like if she was standing on the edge of a rock, like a tall rock over a vast crowd of, say, subjects, that she would be holding the heir to the empire, kind of.
The current priestess?
It looks like a priestess. Kind of hard to make out. The features are very...
iconic, you might say.
It's, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice, yeah. Nice. If I had some sort of reward to give you, some sort of Benny or...
You used the name of the podcast in the fly flag.
I feel like I need to. I owe you a t-shirt.
Experience points.
The secret word, get $100.
I don't know.
The other one looks
very culty. Maybe we should break it.
The other one seems to be the same, like wearing the same clothes in the statue, but they are decayed and decrepit, and the hands are held out in like rictus, almost skeletal, as if they're holding on to either like, well, you saw one of the orcs make that same pose when run through his insides spilled out through his hands. And you can see that those hands have been covered in dried blood.
Are these by chance where the goblins are pointing?
They are pointing at these two statues.
And all the other alcoves are empty.
Yeah.
Or otherwise,
barely. Defiled. Right.
That was not the sound effect I imagined.
sound effect. Teyva and Grognar, what are you guys doing?
I'm just wondering at these human cults. Follow a true leader like the High Druid.
Do you think we need to go look at them closer? Or, like, can we just shut the doors again? You can lift that door up, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Okay. Are you going to? It looks like it's heavy.
So the two of you are trying to put the doors back on the cave.
You want me to lock them in?
We could do that. We could just lock them in. I mean, not the humans. We shouldn't lock the humans in.
What you're saying is that one of these statues is covered in blood, and the other one is just there looking beautiful and pretty. Well,
but possibly incomplete. Well, I would like to examine them more closely.
Rockner, my good man, just hold the door for a moment. And if it needs to be slammed shut to hold terrible beasts inside, I don't care if I'm in there. I'll live or I'll die. It's just what happens. But I must go see the statue. Harrier, let's go see the statue. Let's see if what our emperor requires, because perhaps this is a sign of his birth, brought in by the priestess. Good times.
Hector, are you following in?
Positivity.
I'm following in. I'm curious. This is apparently part of old High Rock.
It's weird. It's part of old High Rock.
And apparently supposed to have some piece of the library in there and or archives.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, of course, I'm going in.
All right. So which statue are you examining? Are you splitting up? What's the deal?
I think we start with the priestess.
Well, they both seem to be the priestess.
Okay. So one with the baby.
The one that would have the baby?
There's no actual baby?
There's no actual baby.
Oh!
You are babyless.
Is there like a stone baby somewhere in the building?
I mean, do you want to spend an icon relationship to see if you can find a stone baby somewhere in the room?
Absolutely! Absolutely! Without... Yes.
Quincy is spending his icon...
And not with the three.
Good call.
I mean... The Emperor has been the Emperor for quite some time. They must... I don't know why I... Yes.
Quincy, as you go kicking around...
Well, I did... Yes, you know, I saw where the goblins weren't going, and they must have just been naturally shying away from the power of the Emperor.
You do see a stone baby, cherubic in its beauty, wrapped in actual, like, you don't know if the blanket is actually cloth of gold or just gold leaf layered on top of the outside of this stone statue, but you can clearly see this kind of, again, in the corner, in the shadows, you can tell the goblins haven't been here because the feces piles end at a respectable radius.
Yes. So, in fact, that's how you search. You go where the goblins do not poop. It happens. It's foolproof. And I should know because I may or may not be a fool.
So you see it lying in there.
Does the baby statue look like baby Hector?
It does not.
Oh, okay.
No, not at all. They're both classically handsome, but one is more aquiline and one is more leonine, and I will let you determine who is who.
Big words!
All right, Quincy, what do you do?
Well, I mean, I, Quincy, unimpeded by party members who do not yet consider me a member of their party because I'm some sort of freaky dude, sort of prance over to the, you know, gliding effortlessly with a hop and a skip and avoiding the goblin poop. It's very important. Kicking up the wall down, I say, I think this is our baby. Look, here. Can I lift it? Can I? May I?
You both may and can.
A strength is not my dump stat.
It is not.
No, that would be wisdom.
And you have icon relationships with the Emperor. So as you lift this thing up, you feel briefly like the eyes of the statue are upon you. Rob, whenever you choose to activate this blessing, because it did not come up, I rolled. So icon relationships, when you use them, I roll a d20 on a 1 through 5. They get complicated. I rolled an 18. So at any point, you may invoke this blessing of the Child Emperor, and you have the effect of a rune just kind of sitting off that you may choose to activate however you choose.
Blessing of the Child Emperor.
Yes.
I am speechless. This is a holy moment. And if you could see my face, I'm overcome. And I say, like every single man who's holding a baby in his arms for the very first time, I say, what should I do with it?
All right, hold on, pause. Outside, Grokna or Tava, are you trying to reassemble the doorway?
If she really wants me to, sure, I'll push one up and then, because both of them came off the hinges, right?
Yes, both of them come off the hinges. You can definitely, as soon as the inside you hear the grunting of Grokna'r, as he lifts the door into position, and then it kind of, there's this brief moment where the door stands up and then kind of thuds against the frame and a bunch of dirt falls down. But Tava, give me as you kind of stand there, kind of taking in your surroundings, what kind of rangerous senses do you have?
Well, with my tracker background, I can, you know where to go in order to follow my prey, as well as be aware when I am someone else's prey.
What are you doing while you watch Grokna'r lift heavy things and then put them back down?
Besides smiling to herself that it was that easy to get him to start lifting things, she's kind of just watching the forest, because we were chasing these orcs. They died. They yelled some very disturbing things, as they did. And then we found this bard sitting on a pile of goblins. It all feels a little surreal and a little like a setup. And so she's waiting for the other shoe to drop.
All right. Give me a wisdom-based tracker roll.
Robbed. I got a 10.
I'm just too distracted.
So you are very distracted by Grokna'r, but you do notice that these goblins too have the same red bands on their arms, and you can see little scraps of paper kind of stuck underneath them. And as you are really kind of looking closely, you accidentally step in one of the outdoor piles.
Oh, man.
Yeah, which is really strange because comparatively, this is like mid-shin.
Oh, man.
Man.
My God, you call this failing forwards?
I'm gonna go wipe off my shoes now.
Okay, as you go and start wiping off your shoes on a rock, kind of off to the side of of the cavern, you see there are a pile of goblin and orc skeletons here. And as you look, some of them are rotting. None of them are fresh. They're all weeks to months old. It's really weird. Most of these skeletons are missing at least one arm. Some of them, it looks as if they've been cut clean in half, and only half of them are here. So like kind of from like rib cage on one side to the back of the rib cage on the opposite side. And that they were just kind of dragged out here and left.
Hey, like, guys!
Gear, everything.
You might not want to mess with anything in there.
What?
However, Teva, you do see the orcs, that all their gear is still there, or some of it.
I will go and look through their gear, kicking at it, and
right. It is disgusting, and we'll come right back to you.
We'll be back with more of our 13th Age actual play. All music for the show has been used in partnership with BattleBards. Visit BattleBard.com for all your RPG music needs.
And if you'd like to support the show, you can do so by becoming a patron at Patreon.com/IconicPodcast.
You've been listening to the Iconic Podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, you can contact us at IconicPodcast@gmail.com. Also, check out IconicPodcast.com for news, updates, and more information about the show. Thanks for listening.